They're just going down the road. Who's leading this whole thing? Spirit of God. Spirit of God.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on August 4th, 2021, and is titled, Where Are You Flying To? Grab your Bible, turn to the book of Acts, and let's join Steve in the message.
He said, eunuch said, see, here's water. What hinders me from being baptized? What hinders you from being baptized? Did they put water on your head when you were a baby and they told you now you're good to go? Did they tell you something stupid like, well, there's no need to do this again. There's no need to do anything because that's all been taken care of. We took care of that. Let me tell you, anything that a man took care of, it's not been taken care of. Did you jump in the water one day because all your buddies did at church camp? Well, I'm good. I'm baptized. I'm good. There's water. What hinders me from getting the water? I'm asking you today, what hinders you from getting in the water? Are you scared to do this in front of your friends? Are you afraid God's going to call you to something? Are you afraid to making a commitment to God who committed his whole life and everything in his kingdom to you? You're afraid to do that? What hinders you from getting in the water? This guy's asking Philip, what's keeping me from getting in the water? I want in the water. I actually saw this happen one time. And I'm going to go ahead and say it. We were in a Methodist church at Clayton. And everybody there, when I drove up to do a three-day revival, Alan was there. I don't know, Curtis, was you guys there? We were all there. The minute we get there, I walk into a Bible study. We're just there to preach and evangelize or do whatever you're supposed to do at a church when they bring somebody in. I figure if you want me to evangelize your church, it's because it's dead. Walk in there and the undercurrent immediately is water baptism, water baptism, water baptism. I get a phone call while I'm teaching a men's Bible study. The next morning, there's a girl driving around town with a horse tank in the back of her truck, says, you're going to baptize me somewhere today. This just keeps going. I have never opened a scripture about baptism. And it just goes. Finally, that afternoon, I hadn't seen the preacher all day, so I call him. He's over at his house a couple blocks down the street, and I call him up, and I said, hey, Reverend, we got a little thing we need to talk about. I said, you got a whole herd of people over here that's dying to get in the water and get baptized. I thought I'd hear glory, hallelujah, let me get a hose. Oh, no, it was a whole different ballgame than that for about the next 2 hours. While he told me about his denominational beliefs, I continue to quote him, thus saith the Lord. So at the end of the night, or the end of the conversation, I said, this is your playground, your toys. So I'm going to give you two options. You can either let me put that horse tank out the back door of this sanctuary and fill it up and baptize the people. Or you can stand at the back door of this sanctuary and I'll go across the street and you can watch me baptizing people. But it'll be a cold day in the dead center of Hades. That I get in my pickup and drive out of this town and deny these people the opportunity. There's water. Why shouldn't I be baptized? Dusty, you and I had this conversation while I was sitting in a boat. I'm telling you, that religious spirit needs to be flushed down the toilet. What hinders me from being baptized? You better get over that stuff. You're killing your people. And I got news for every pastor out there that in your self-righteous indoctrination, you get ready to tell Jesus why you wouldn't baptize that guy. You get ready to tell Jesus why you wouldn't let him in the water. It happens more times than you want to know. Then why can't I get in the water? Philip said, if you believe with all your heart, you may. And he answered, he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And he commanded the chariot to stand still. And both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water and he baptized him. It was an immersion event. Why? Because unless you're all in, you're not in. Sorry. You're not all in, you're not in. Get in. I'm tired of watering it down. I'm tired of playing everybody's game. I'm tired of getting Aunt Bertha into heaven while she's been sitting over there doing nothing her entire life. Same way with Uncle Fred. Just kind of tired of it. How about we just tell the truth? How about we start being a people who serve God? How about we be a people that sell out to the fullness of baptism and baptism of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of salvation? All in. I, for one, I'm done playing the game. I've been done for a long time. Now when they came up out of the water, see, you can't come out of something you didn't get into. When they came out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord caught Philip away. So the eunuch saw him no more, and when he was, and he went on his way rejoicing. And he went on down to Ashdod, or Azotus, either place, and didn't matter. And passing through, he preached in all the cities till he came to Caesarea. It's just a little while ago, this guy's reading Isaiah 53 and can't make heads or tails of it. And all of a sudden, he jumps in the water, comes on, the Spirit's still in control. And the next thing you know, he's running through town preaching the gospel. What happened to us? What happened? I think we tried to do this without the Spirit of God. I loved it tonight when Murph went home. And he sat in his room and he got translated to this spot. He was here. And he saw everything that happened here. And then he came here. I got a new idea for how I'll fly away. How about we quit singing about heaven and let's sing where God's going to make us fly to run up next to a chariot. He'd fly me over here, God. Fly me over there. God, you got somebody over here, just translate me here and translate me there. Same God did it with Philip. We wouldn't believe it. Now we got diesel trucks. We don't need it. I guarantee you Philip didn't have as much heck flying around as I did with American Airlines. Yeah. We've spent decades singing about getting out of here. How about we start singing about what God's going to do with us? Who can we minister to? Who can we help in our anointing? Who can we bring forth the gospel? Can we tell these kids the truth of the gospel? Can we help our spouses? Can we help our families? Can we preach at work? Can we pray in the anointing of God at a sale barn? You can if you want to. You can if you will. If you won't, your testimony's a disaster. You see, we're going to get there one of these days. But it's still going to require a conversation. I think it's the part that gets left out. We want to tell about the angels and the halos and the trumpets and the gold and the streets and the sapphire and the kumbaya. Oh my God, there's a judge on the throne. His name is Jesus. He died to give us passage. He didn't die so we could neglect the answer. The accounting is still there. Spirit led. Where are you flying to? Whose chariot are you going to run up to? What testimony are you going to give? I got one for you. How many of you are ready for somebody to walk up to you with a Bible and say, could you explain to me what this says? That's a good one. Hey, let me give you my preacher's phone number. Well, let me tell you something. I got two phones, and I ain't answering neither one of them. I mean, those are just good questions, aren't they? How many of y'all know we've had a glorious night tonight? Had a good time in the Lord. So tonight, I'm going to get the Murphs up here one more time to Jim and his angel. And while they sing here, I'm going to pray real quick, and we're going to dismiss to the back. And I'm going to baptize anybody. I don't care if you've been dunked 400 times. There's not one place in the Bible says they're going to throw you out for getting too wet. You come to the altar till you're settled. You hit your knees till you're settled. You get in that water till it's settled. But until it's your testimony and it's settled in you, it's not settled. It's not the testimony of a preacher or your grandma or anybody else. It's yours. So tonight, there's water. Why shan't we be baptized? Lord, tonight I just thank you for a glorious time. Lord, as you move on the hearts of men and women, young people in here tonight, we brought the water. Lord, it's your spirit that guides. We've just made a way for all who would obey. We bless you now and give you all the glory. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. While they sang, I'm going back to the water tank. We love you guys.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message, Where Are You Flying To? Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. We're on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.